Infectious diseases physician Dr. Justin Jackson is one of the frontline healthcare workers working with Albury Wodonga Health right here on the border. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Justin.
Oh, good morning, Matt and Lou. Good morning, community. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You're so welcome. Look, we're so interested to hear what you've got to say. So, first of all, can we kick off with the latest cases and hospitalisations for coronavirus here locally?
Yeah, no, sure. So we've had 10 confirmed cases here locally. I just really want to say that these people have absolutely done the right thing. They've been returned travellers who have isolated, and really I see them as heroes who've stayed at home, they've protected our community. Two of those people have needed to come into hospital, but because they did the right thing and we knew about them, we could move them through the hospital, protect our staff, and really look after everyone.
Yeah, and can you touch on a little on the facilities that we've got here, you know, clinics and beds and the like?
Yes, no, sure. There's been huge hospital preparation over the last few months, a huge effort, thanks to many staff at all levels, increasing the capacity as inpatients. One of the other really big endeavours has been to set up the coronavirus clinic. This is really important because it's acting as a barometer of community transmission, and really in that clinic we want to select the people that are most likely to have infection. So if you don't mind, Matt and Lou, I just go through three points that are really perhaps indicators that people might have coronavirus. One of the new things is that overseas, people are noticing that loss of smell, even with perhaps mild symptoms, is something that might indicate this particular virus. So if you notice that and you have mild cold, then do ring our coronavirus hotline. The other thing is, as we've heard about, a new dry throat and irritating cough. And finally, I just want to highlight that diarrhea and an upset stomach with a cough may also indicate coronavirus infection.
Okay, so these obviously all this new information as it's coming through, you're getting it out to the public. Talking about transmission and the isolation aspect and the hand washing, how are we going with that locally, do you feel?
Well, I think that the community is doing a fantastic effort because we haven't picked up any local cases of community transmission here. And it's not magical how this is transferred from one person to another. We know that it's that close face-to-face contact where someone's talking or laughing or singing, even perhaps for a day before they show signs of the infection. And so that's why the physical distancing is so important, or direct contact with secretions from someone who's infected.
Yes. Well, Dr. Justin Jackson, I'm sure I talk on behalf of absolutely everybody. Thank you for yourself and all of the health professionals doing such an extraordinary job right now. We really do appreciate it.
No problem, Matt and Lou. It's a team effort. Thank you very much.
Yes, there is Dr. Justin Jackson, the Albury Wodonga Health Infectious Diseases Physician. Thank you so much. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.